The lunch rush came in a deluge, and Mila zipped around the restaurant, filling and taking orders, checking on regulars, clearing plates, and gritting her teeth against complaints. As soon as she had one table settled, another needed more soda, a clean fork, more napkins. Freaking Ethan. She'd chew him out next time he was in.
"Excuse me, miss. I've been waiting 20 minutes for a coffee refill."
Mila spun on her heel, the word understaffed hot on her tongue and ready to snap out. Instead, she grinned. Jared leaned over the counter, a smirk hanging on his lips. He wore his Saturday casual clothes, fitted faded jeans, a worn blue and green plaid shirt, and a navy peacoat, with his fawn brown hair swept back in one tidy swoop. The lingering spring chill lent a pink tint to his cheeks, and Mila swallowed down the giddiness fluttering in her chest.
"My deepest apologies," she said. "As you can see, we're short-staffed today, and customers who tip most get priority service."
His grin faded, but the sparkle in his eye did not.
"Oh, yeah? Cash? Or do you accept creative tips?"
"I've served you here before," she said. "Your most creative tip was a pile of nickels."
"I was hammered," he said. "I thought you'd think it was funny. I mean, I had to go out of my way to collect nickels from everyone in the restaurant for that gag. No props for effort."
"Mila, can I get a side of bacon, hon?"
Mila's gaze flickered to where Annette Bethel waved at her from a corner table, a single egg with toast in front of her. Annette ate at Black Bear Diner every single day. She spent 20 minutes poring over a menu that hadn't changed in 20 years and eventually ordered the exact same thing. As soon as the egg and toast were delivered, she remembered she wanted something else. Mila leaned toward Jared.
"Get your own coffee, yeah?"
He sat up on his counter stool like a puppy that had been offered a treat.
"I'm allowed behind the counter."
"This one time," she said. "Don't make it a habit."
With a joyous little boy glow on his cheeks, he hopped off the stool and scurried around the counter before retrieving the coffee pot and filling a mug.
"Kirkland, fill me up, will ya?"
Jared shot Mila a see-what-you-started grin and poured dark roast brew into the customer's waiting mug. He shed his coat, tossed it under the counter, and filled another coffee cup, and another. As Mila entered Annette Bethel's side of bacon into the register, she watched her best friend saunter around the diner, the coffee pot held high like some sort of award. He rolled up his sleeves and continued his rounds, leaning over tables, his shiny white teeth gleaming and drawing smiles from waiting customers. No wonder he'd gone into sales. Even tables with full mugs waved him over to chat. Mila jotted down orders on her notepad, but her eyes drifted back to Jared. The prickly mood in the diner shifted with his presence. Each table he visited lightened somehow, and as the carafe emptied, he slipped behind the counter and set to work making a fresh pot.
"Hey," she said, sidling up next to him.
Something crackled between them, sparking like drops of water on a hot griddle. He'd been her best friend for as long as she could remember, and yet the air thickened between them lately in ways it never had before. Well, at least before they'd almost kissed. No, they hadn't almost kissed. She'd been sun-drunk and happy after their day at the lake, and he'd offered to walk her home. And for the first time in their friendship, she'd wondered, what if? She'd always pitied other women for falling so shamelessly at his feet. And then when he turned all that deep, soulful attention on her, she'd melted like caramel.
"Get out of my way,"
his voice teased as he reached around her to grab a coffee filter. The soft skin of his forearm brushed her elbow and she inhaled sharply. Was she imagining things? Or did he go out of his way to touch her? She couldn't remember what life had been like with him before that day at the lake. "Do you even know how to do that?" she asked. "Mr. Nespresso?" He raised a single eyebrow as he fit the filter into the machine and filled it with grounds.
"You forget I worked that summer at McDonough's bakery."
Laughter shot past her lips.
"That's right. The summer they had to shut down over an E. coli scare?"
"That was totally unrelated." She bit her lip as he flipped the brew switch on the machine and wiped his hands on a dish rag.
Thank you for helping me, she said. You don't have to hang around. I think the worst of the lunch rush is over.
What are you talking about?
His beautiful face twisted.
I'm having a blast, and I've got nowhere else to be today. I'll stick around. LaMotta called out again, didn't he?
Her throat dried up. She tried, unsuccessfully, to stop seeing everything he did through the lens of the almost kiss. Did he stay because he wanted to be around her? Or was it simpler than that?
Nicole was always telling her that men rarely had some secret hidden agenda. Most meant what they said.
And if that were true, Jared had nowhere else to be today, and he actually enjoyed serving coffee to the grateful people of Pine Ridge.